Makers of Placid Refining and Breaking Pipe and Steel. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course on the Mixler app. Make sure you download that if you haven't done so already. It's available for Android and Apple, so just do it. Rude, how's it going tonight, man?
Not bad, man. Ready to get some college football going. There's a few games this evening, so I'm probably going to watch the Mizzou game, see how they do, and then probably catch up on this latest episode of Hard Knocks. I haven't seen that one yet, so.
I haven't seen that one either. I finally watched last week's episode the other day, which it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been pretty pleased with them so far.
I saw a clip of this week's where there was some guy that on the Giants that was trying to, I guess he gave Rodgers a late hit, and it was kind of funny. I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but you know, he's like, I don't even know who you are. He's like, he was telling his teammates, he's like, that's the best put down I can give him is, I don't even know who you are, man.
Yeah, he's 100% right too.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, so far I've enjoyed it. I do. It has made me kind of like their. I don't care one way or the other about the Jets, but I like their coach. I like his attitude.
Yeah, I do too. You know, he a lot of stuff he says makes sense. Hence, that's probably why he's the head coach. But you know, they need something in New York as far as football, man. I mean, I know upstate you got the Bills, which are successful, but man, the Giants and the Jets, they have stunk up that side of New Jersey right there.
Yeah.
For quite some time.
Yeah. So, I don't hold out much hope for the Giants. I mean, I think they had a good year last year, but I don't look for them to have a repeat performance on that. I just don't see it. Maybe they will, but and prove me wrong, but number one, it's just going to be really tough. with that division, you know, with the Eagles. And then I think I've said this for a while. I think Washington's on the come up.
Creeping on a come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they could very well be. It's going to be an interesting season, man. I wanted to let the wheels hit the, let the rubber meet the road and see what happens, man. It's going to be exciting. There's a lot of young talent out there that's just getting ready to take off.
Well, speaking of taking off, I actually won a parlay last night.
Yeah, I seen you text me that. That's unheard of.
I know. And you know what's even funny? What's funny about it is I forgot I even put the bet in. I just looked this morning because I was getting ready to put something together for this evening for college football. And I looked at my balance. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did bet. I mean, it wasn't much. But, you know, at this point, I'll take it. It's been so damn long since I won one. I haven't won since probably. It was Pelicans were playing. So that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. Would you you just bet on the winners and losers, or?
Yeah, I did baseball, and I picked money lines except for the Yankees game because it was in progress.
Mm-hmm.
They were up 3-1, so with Garrett Cole pitching, I thought, well, and they're playing the Tigers, so the spread for them was 3.5 at that point. So I took it, and they covered. They won 6-2. So. All good.
Yeah, that is good. I haven't had any luck in quite some time, and I'll probably start trying there again on when the NFL starts up, and even the first full week of college football. You know, I'll try to hit something this weekend or whatnot.
Well, and I know FanDuel has no sweat bets this weekend for college football, so I'm sure DraftKings will do something similar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or at least give you parlay moves.
Yeah.
What else you got going on? Are you gonna do a little barbecuing this weekend for Labor Day?
Yeah, I got some pork steaks that I bought, and probably gonna do as far as, you know, a little early starting tonight. I got a nice 4-pound sirloin tip roast I want to put in the. In the pressure cooker for about 2 hours and get that nice and tender. Sirloin tip roasts are excellent roasts. And I bought some egg noodles, do some like beef and noodles or something you could stretch out for like a good 2 or 3 days if need be. But yeah, that's kind of what I got on my mind. And I don't know, maybe some chicken wings or something too this weekend. That would be pretty good on the grill, nice and slow. So that's my MO.
Well, I'm going to be doing, I might barbecue at some point, but I know for sure Saturday I'm going to be doing a shrimp boil for my birthday get together. And which that'll be good. I'm going to go over to West Wego, go to Seafood Lot, and get some shrimp, and I'm gonna get all the other goodies that go along with it tonight. But yeah, that's what I'm planning on. And you know, now that it's not 120 degrees outside, you know, I can resume barbecuing, which I've kind of missed out on. I haven't done it. Like I said the other day, I haven't barbecued since you were here, and that was almost a month ago.
Yeah, just. Wear your birthday present and wick away that sweat, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'll do. But yeah, that's what my plan is. Have some beers, probably some bourbon, and just enjoy the long weekend, and then come back and get back after it, you know?
That's all you can do, man. It's just good times.
That's right. So yeah. All right. Well, we need to take a break. So let's do that. And We'll come back. I want to talk. We're going to talk some baseball. We'll talk college football. We'll go through the games, go through the lines, and get. I'll get your insight on how you would bet on some of these games. And we got some NFL to talk about, and it's Thursday, but we're not going to do, because of the hurricane in Florida, I don't feel like it's good. It's in good taste to do Florida Man tonight, but we'll do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot instead. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
AM. So you sent me this article yesterday, and then I was reading about it with the Angels, but I wanted to and to refresh everybody's memory what happened yesterday. The Angels, who were pretty aggressive, I would say, at the trade deadline to try to make that push to make the postseason, essentially dumped everybody that they picked up at the trade deadline to dump salary, I guess. And a lot of people are scratching their heads, and there's a lot of people that are upset about it because they don't, you know, this shouldn't be the norm. But I wanted to get your insight on what you thought about it.
Well, I believe they, you know, the reasons, obviously they're not going to contend for a spot anymore with the injuries that, you know, came about. And I think dumping all these salaries, they were trying to get under the, you know, under the luxury tax for the last month. So, you know, I see where they're going with it, but, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know if it's, you know, I don't want to say fair. I don't know if it's right, but I mean, they have, that's some decent talent they have there. And it's basically just letting some of these better teams, you know, kind of actually load up for the playoffs this late in the season. And I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because the Cardinals are so terrible this year that I'm, you know, kind of a sour guy on it. But I don't know, man. That's just kind of where I'm at with it. I just I don't know if I'm comfortable with them just being like a superpowered farm system for some of these, mm-hmm. you know, contending teams where they could nab some of these guys, and, you know, that'll probably definitely more than not make a difference in the postseason.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, to me, it's a cheap way around the trade deadline. The trade deadline's there for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if teams couldn't get it done by then, they shouldn't be able to get it done later. And just because you want to dump salary at the end of the season, which to me, like, what's the point now, you know, with the month left? How much are you really saving? Because it's all, you know, it's all still, well, I mean, I guess, you know, obviously those contracts have to be picked up by the team that's claiming them off waivers. However, still, you're not really saving a whole lot in the long run. And I think it sends a really bad message to the fans. And, you know, because if you're, you know, if this is going to start something, you know, some of these teams that aren't in it anymore and historically aren't in it, are they going to start dumping salary at the end of the season? So then what motivation does anybody as a fan do you have to go watch this team and spend your money on it?
Yeah, it's times are weird right now for some of the stuff going on in professional sports, man. You really don't have an answer for it. It's not traditional, the traditional way that, you know, mm-hmm. me and you, you know, when we grew up watching our sports that we loved, you know, I understand times are going to change, but geez, man.
Well, and I also think too, like, what message does that send possibly the biggest free agent in the history of baseball and Shohei Ohtani? What message are you sending him? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you might as well just pack his bags for him.
Basically,
if that's what you're all about as an organization, why would anybody, for that matter, why would Mike Trout want to stay there either?
I've questioned his loyalty for quite some time, man. He's not going to win jack squat in his illustrious career.
Nope.
I just he's crossed that bridge, man. So he might as well just keep a smile on his face and enjoy playing for a cursed franchise for all I can see, man.
Yeah. The only thing I can say about that organization is they must have sold their soul
to win that World Series in the early 2000s because they haven't been able to put anything together since then, really. You know, and even after spending a ton of money on people, it still doesn't pay off for them, you know? Yeah. Or it's amazing to me, really, if you think about it. Whenever, you know, that at one point them having Albert and even before Trout, they had Josh Hamilton, who was a pretty big, I mean, he was coming off of an MVP season playing for them. And they couldn't get anything accomplished, you know, and I think CJ Wilson was overrated back then, but
yeah,
at the time, you know, that was a big free agent signing also, but I think the message that they're sending is not good. And I hope this doesn't start spreading. And I have a feeling it will, because it's one of those, oh, we can do that. We didn't think about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to have some of these other teams, you know, and the first team that comes to my mind is like the Pirates or the Marlins. I think the Marlins, the paradigm has shifted on their philosophy of how they run their organization, but
yeah,
you know, there's definitely teams out there that I think will follow this model.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're right. You know, and another name to throw in there with the Angels was Rendon. He had that great year coming off that World Series, you know, in Washington, and you know, he was you know, a good ball player, you know, before he went off that year too. And man, he hasn't done nothing for the Angels, you know. I was thinking, you know, maybe they come out with another Angels in the Outfield movie, you know, and that might save them somehow, some way. But yeah, it's pretty grim out there, man. At least the Dodgers are a few minutes away, you know. So
yeah, that's for sure. And I have a feeling that's probably where Ohtani is going to be residing, is a few minutes away in Dodger Blue next year.
Wouldn't doubt it.
But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So, all right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk some college football. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor Edwards, along with State Ag Commissioner Mike Strain and State Fire Marshal Dan Wallace, say the wildfires are still a threat despite the recent rains. And while the statewide burn ban doesn't include cooking outdoors, Edwards asked residents to refrain.
We do know that historically a lot of fires start that way, and we just can't have more fires than absolutely necessary, and so that's why we're asking for that.
Baton Rouge Congressman Garrett Graves introduced a bill to stop unsafe, illegally produced shrimp from reaching U.S. consumers and flooding the market. Graves says this bill helps level the playing field for local shrimpers. He says shrimping is part of the state's culture, and it's much healthier than imported shrimp.
Louisiana shrimp, this is a higher quality in that it's not farmed, it's not illegal chemicals, and it's fresher because it's not coming from Asia or elsewhere. We've got to make sure that we preserve this important part of our economy.
It builds on Graves' previous efforts to get the USDA the authority to purchase domestic shrimp to supply schools, food banks, and disaster relief programs, LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
The next time you hit the open road in Louisiana, take a closer look at who's out there with you. We're on the road in our vehicles, on our bikes, and on foot. And we need to respect each other. We all have the right to be on the road. In fact, it's Louisiana law. When you are in a vehicle, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and crosswalks. Follow the law and respect your fellow travelers. Paid for by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
My mind, it draws all night, try to collect my thoughts, an open hole of nothingness and loss.
Radio show. Before we talk college football, did you see that TJ Hockenson signed a 4-year extension with the highest value in the history of football for a tight end?
Amazing. I don't even know if this guy's. Let's see. Yeah, that's what he looks like right there. Woo. He got paid, didn't he?
Yeah, and completely reset the market. You know, if he's worth 4 years, 68.5, what's Travis Kelce worth?
Sure. Gold.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Granted, Hockenson's been a two-time Pro Bowler. I don't know how much stock that holds anymore, really, to be honest with you, with the way that the Pro Bowl is, and nobody ever even attends it, hardly.
Yeah.
You know, so I just don't see it. I don't see him being the highest paid tight end in history. That just is crazy to me. I can think of a lot of tight ends I'd rather have than TJ Hockenson. Not that he's bad, but there's others that are a heck of a lot better than he is.
Yeah. 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 I know he's, you know, still young at 26, but you know, if I was going to spend that kind of money, I would, dang, exactly. You know, with Kelce and, you know, Andrews out in Baltimore,
or Kittle,
you know, your Steelers got,
they got two good ones,
darn pretty good tight ends. So yeah,
I don't know if I'd even put Hockenson in my top 10 if I think about it real hard. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I guess if you got money like that, whatever. I think I might have saved my money because Cousins is going to be a free agent, I think, after this year. And I would certainly go get rid of him as soon as possible, even though he does have a stupid handlebar mustache now.
Yeah. Maybe he's just going to change it around this year with his attitude and be the tough guy.
Maybe.
It's hard to figure out that Vikings team, man. They have the talent. It's just they haven't really put it together when needed, man. It's odd.
Well, you know, if you think about it, last year they won 13 games. Nobody even realized they won 13 games. That was the quietest 13 win team I think I've ever seen.
You ain't a kidding.
Nobody paid attention to them. Obviously, the Eagles got all the attention in the NFC, but I never thought they were. And you know, I know that their schedule had a lot to do with how they won 13 games. However, I just don't think they're that good of a team. I think they've got talent. You're right. I mean, they've got Justin Jefferson alone it's tough to say there's a better wide receiver in football right now than him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's it right now, man. He's one of the, if not the one of the best.
And gosh, if he had a top, an elite quarterback throwing him the ball, what he would be capable of.
Yeah, it'd be dangerous, man.
and you know, that's another thing too, thinking about them this year. And I know Dalvin Cook has had a lot of injury issues, but still, are they better without him? I don't know about that. You know, was Mattinson, isn't that his name?
They're tailback. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if he can fill those shoes with Cook being over in New York now. Yeah. Who knows, man? And you never know. It's going to be good to see, you know, and you know, maybe if they can stay healthy, and maybe Cousins is, you know, going to have a, he hasn't had, you know, like I've seen stats on the guy and he hasn't had like bad years, but it's just like when a good decision needs to be made, it's not clicking, you know?
No, when the spotlight's on, he's not the guy, you know? Yeah. Cause if you look at his stats compared to Josh Allen, he's got statistically, he's got better numbers than Josh Allen does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy, but
I would take Josh Allen 10 times out of 10 over Kirk Cousins. And he, you know, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're an intriguing team for sure. And, especially with the NFC North, I'm sorry, I'm not buying into the Bears. I don't, this talk of Justin Fields being an MVP candidate, get out of here. No, I'm sorry. I don't. I'm going to have to see it to believe it.
Yeah,
and you're gonna have to show me again after you showed me once.
Yeah, and apparently he made a statement that he's gonna throw for over 4,000 yards this year too. So
we'll see.
I mean, that's probably what it would take for all this to go down. But yeah, you're gonna have to show me a replay, man, when it does happen.
Yeah. So well, let's talk a little bit about some college football. Like we talked about tonight, we've got some games that are on. I'm looking at the odds. This is according to CBSSports.com. Tonight, I mean, these are tough games. I mean, other than really UCF against Kent State, they're relatively close games. You know, especially the Florida-Utah game. Yeah, Utah's ranked 14th in the country, but it's still Florida, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough. That's where I messed up a lot last year because, you know, just looking at it by who's ranked higher and taking, you know, the highest ranked team, that doesn't mean anything, especially if it's a high ranked team, but they're playing against an SEC team or mm-hmm. a school that's been a big time program for a long time. Even if they're having a down year, they're still probably better than what a Utah is. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So Utah's favored by 4.5 in that. I think that one's a tough game to call.
Yeah. It's kind of a flip of a coin there. You know, the only thing with Utah, they're at home, but yeah, I would have to probably go with Florida, you know. That's where and I'm looking at the matchup predictor on ESPN right now, and it's got, you know, Utah winning 73.6%.
Wow.
So
The UCF game, they're favored by 36. Oh, the favored by 35.5. I mean, that's such a high spread, and I don't think they can cover 36 points. I mean, do you?
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot. So,
you know, only team I know, like let's look at Alabama is got a humongous spread. Let's try to see what their spread against Middle Tennessee State University. How they got a matchup with Alabama, I have no idea. But Alabama's favored by 39 points. I could see Alabama covering the spread because Nick Saban is that guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He doesn't care who they're playing against. He's gonna drive them into whoever they're playing into the ground.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you got Georgia hooking up with UT Martin. That could probably get really ugly also. You know, and let's see some others here. One that I'm really excited to see Saturday morning is Colorado with Coach Prime facing mm-hmm. off against, you know, 17th ranked TCU.
Yeah. And they're 20.5 point underdog.
Yeah. So
I think they can cover for sure. I don't know if they can win, but I think they can cover.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, man. Number two, Michigan with East Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's an early game. I don't know, man. I'm going to be flipping around the channels that day. Definitely. There's a lot of good matchups in here. A lot of games on the slate. USC's shouldn't have any issues with Nevada. They're 38-point favorites.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is, and I don't know how you feel about it, but the way that I've always felt about the first couple of weeks of college football, I get why these small schools or programs that – not necessarily a small school, but programs that aren't on – the level of a Tennessee or a Georgia or an Alabama or an LSU, why they play them, because it's a lot of money for their program.
But yeah.
for these teams like Alabama, Tennessee, the big schools, to me, it's all risk and no reward. You know what I mean? Because God forbid you lose that game. You're done. You're done before the season starts.
Not only that, too, that's a big factor. You're 100% correct, but, you know, you're risking injury.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of these, you know, award winners, you know, Heisman, whatnot, you know, do you feel that, I mean, I kind of feel this way, that a lot of their, they could kind of pad a lot of their numbers from playing some of these,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say no name teams, but they're not definitely on the same tier as, you know, the, as your, you know, your Floridas, your Tennessees, LSU, Ohio States, you know, Georgia, you know, you're, when you're running down the field, I mean, you're putting up 70 points on some of these lopsided victories, man. It's just kind of like, huh, this is, this is interesting.
Yeah. I just, it's, that's probably the one thing I really don't, I don't like about college football is I just don't, I don't see, I mean, I get the finances, the financial standpoint of it, but again, to me, it's all risk, no reward. You know, if you lose, it's, oh my God, you lost. If you win, it's, well, you damn well should have beat Lewis and Clark Community College when you're LSU.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I just don't, I just don't care for it. And I don't know if it's ever going to change because it does, like I said, it means a lot to these smaller schools, but it's no good. I mean, it's so bad. Mostly, like, I guarantee, I haven't even looked, but I guarantee if you look at MTSU versus Alabama on FanDuel or DraftKings, there's no way you can take Alabama as a money line.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They just have that one kind of slated out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, too, another thing with them, a lot of these teams hopping out of their divisions and,
yeah.
You know, what was set back in the day, you know, when teams belong, you know, when they were in their, you know, geographical area. Now mm-hmm. you got teams on the West Coast wanting to join the ACC and, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. it's crazy how, you know, they can't come up with a system. I mean, it's yeah. X amount of colleges. You ought to be able to come up with something. And I know a lot of money's involved, but it's kind of silly now the way things are going. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just something else to complain about, I guess. I'm not sure what their method is.
There's a lot of things with college football. And it's really part of it is, I mean, it's why I haven't historically been a big fan of college football is because of how crazy it was, like, you know, the fact that you have the coaches, you know, it used to be the coaches poll national champion and the AP national champion, and it didn't have to be the same team. And then you have
mm-hmm.
This was, I think this has been since they started the playoff system, UCF went undefeated, but they started calling themselves the national champion and to the point where they had a parade and bought the school bought them rings.
Yeah, you gotta love those people that say they won but they didn't, you know?
Right. Yeah. You ain't lying. But you know, that's the kind of things like that that I don't care for about college football. I think that the playoff system act, you know, obviously helped. It could be a little better, I think, but you know, I guess as long as they're heading in the right direction, but the conference jumping is, that's ridiculous. I don't care for that either, but I don't know, but at least there's meaningful games that'll be on television tonight. So,
right.
That's what's important. So we need to take a break. Let's do that. And we'll come back. We'll wrap things up a little Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And we'll get out of here. So don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Lazy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Nothing here to see, just a kid like me, trying to cut some tea, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still, I'm here trying to figure it out. Getting hard to sleep, blood is in my dreams. Love is killing me, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still in here trying to figure it out.
Radio show, and we don't have a whole lot of time, so I want to get right into it with this week's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. The first story, Rude, comes from WITN.com, and it's got his mugshot right here on the page. It's from Indiana, but the headline is "Man arrested for driving Power Wheels Jeep while impaired." Pow pow Power Wheels.
Oh boy.
Yeah. A man was arrested for driving a toy car while intoxicated, according to the Indiana State Police. A trooper patrolling in Vincennes, Indiana. I've actually been there. Around 9 p.m. Wednesday, saw a man identified as 51-year-old John McKee operating a Power Wheels Jeep in a roadway. The state police added that McKee's Power Wheels Jeep had no lights or reflectors and was difficult to see. Yeah, that's the problem. Trooper pulled McKee over and gave him a field sobriety test after seeing he displayed signs of impairment. McKee failed the sobriety test and was taken to a hospital where testing showed he was under the influence of Oh, you're not going to believe this. Methamphetamine and marijuana. Yep. He was arrested and booked on a felony charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated with a prior conviction.
Sir, can you step out of your power wheels?
Exactly. Wow. And then while we're talking about people, there's a picture of this. Actually, there's a video of it. This happened in Nebraska. The headline, this comes from metro.newschannelnebraska.com. Norfolk police pull over a man with bull riding shotgun. Happened in Norfolk, Nebraska. Around 10 a.m., Norfolk Police Division responded to a call of a man driving eastbound on 275 with a Watsui bull in his passenger seat. Officers received a call referencing a car driving into town that had a cow in it. The police captain said they thought that it was going to be a calf, something small, or something that would actually fit inside the vehicle. And the vehicle was big enough, well, technically. As a result, officers performed a traffic stop and addressed some traffic violations that were occurring with that particular situation. The occupant of the vehicle was identified as Lee Meyer of Nellie. The Watsui bull's name was Howdy Doody. Lee was immediately pulled over by the Norfolk police as they performed a routine traffic stop. The officer wrote him some warnings. There were some citable issues with that situation. The officer chose to write him a warning and ask him to take the animal back home and leave the city. Meyer and Howdy Doody are on their way back home, and no one was hurt.
That's one hell of a story. I would look a little deeper into that, because I think there's something going on here.
Well, the looks of it, it looks like an old police cruiser that the guy's driving. So there you go. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Talk to you soon.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got...
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a...